Some of you, it's just like being in a room full of friends, so we're going to keep this informal. Yeah, I'm Alan Green. I reside in South Dakota. You know, I married the Norwegian Lutheran 46 years ago. And South Dakota is still home for us. And I know people's like, somebody, what good could come out of South Dakota? But the Lord uses everyone. So this little time that we get, I'm here with friends. Daniel King from Tulsa, Oklahoma. We'll get back to you, Dave. We have Mark Young from Marietta, Georgia. Keith Cook from Nashville, Tennessee. And you're going to introduce yourselves in a second. And then we have the infamous David Jones. So all of these guys, I mean, they're not only friends, maybe friends of yours, but friends of mine. We've done things together over the years. And then David has not, I wouldn't say he's enabled us as evangelists. He has coached us. He's mentored us. He's consulted. And so it's just been a joy, and it's a joy to have them up here. I was told that, you know, as an evangelist, by the way, go ahead. Could somebody set the timer for us? But oh, Heather says there's already one up here, but you know, we don't pay attention to time clocks as evangelists. Just kidding, Heather. I'm just kidding. So, just kidding, Des. And Heather did say I could do, she said in the notes, I think in the email, I could do an altar call during this time, but I mean, at least that's how I understood it. And so as an offering, Daniel do an offering. We read what we want to read as evangelists. We hear what we want to hear. But the good thing is all of us though, see, we have an optimistic view. We believe that everybody are just pre-believers, right? They're going to come to Christ. So this session, we're going to divide into two kind of areas. One, coaching, because that's David Jones' gift. It's his unique part of the body to be able to coach and consult with folks. And then we're going to talk about collaboration because we've all experienced and we've always all done it together. So, as we get started, I'm gonna let each of you just take a minute, tell who you are, a little bit about your ministry. So, as I said, take a minute and tell it. You have your own mic. So.
Well, good morning, all for Jesus, huh? This is the day the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it. Wendy, I just love what you shared. Anyone else craving mangoes right now? I mean, I've just like been salivating ever since.
Real mangoes.
Yeah, real mangoes. But I love you, Wendy. Love you, Andrew. You guys are the best. Kevin, it's great to be here. Reed Saunders, live in Salem, not too far from here, about 50 minutes south of here. Just like all of you, I have a heart to see people come to know Jesus. What great times we live in. Today's the day of salvation. Sense of urgency. Let's share the good news of Jesus because every person matters to God. Right, Wendy? Amen to that. So love all of you. Honored to be here.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you guys for having me, Kevin, Andrew, and Wendy. I thought you was going to say Aki and Saltfish, so that's a whole nother thing for me. That's me and you and Andrew. Yeah, me understand what you're saying, girl. But me and my wife are here from Atlanta. That's the other country, south, that you guys haven't did crusades in maybe in years. But we're here for Massey Ministries, and we love the DNA of our ministry is uniting. So love to be here.
Keith Cook and Joan Cook, we're with On the Go Ministries in Nashville, Tennessee. And we take the gospel across the street and around the world, doing outreach, training the church, working in cooperation with churches to get out into the neighborhoods and go where the people are and share the good news. And we've been hanging around a long time, and we've seen everything, but this is the best thing we've ever seen and experienced, working together with other ministries in collaboration and partnerships. It changes. It's changed our whole ministry. And it's multiplied just 100-fold to be able to call godly evangelists and musicians and artists, people that believe in evangelism, to work together on all our projects. And it really has made a difference.
Dave Jones, and I've been around here 44 years. My wife Gail and I joined the ministry back when it was launched. And my good friend and colleague, Doug Stewart, joined 6 months later. So Doug and I are in our 44th year of being with the Plow Association.
Wow. Thank God for faithfulness. What a great blessing. My name is Daniel King. I'm a missionary evangelist. My wife Jessica and I have traveled to 70 plus nations, and we've seen over 2 million people give their lives to Jesus. And we work with collaboration in almost every single crusade I've ever done has been collaborating with somebody. And so I believe in that. And then I believe in coaching because There's two ways to learn, from your own mistakes or from someone else's mistakes. And it's way easier to learn from someone else than it is to learn those lessons yourself.
Thanks, guys. And we're gonna start with a couple questions for David Jones. Yes, my wife, Vicky, of 46, I keep saying 46 years. She says when I talk to people, don't tell people how long we've been married. It's like we're really old, but we've been doing ministry together for a long time, just like Keith and Joan and you others. But all of you in this room, your spouse is involved in your ministry or should be in one way or another, whether they're home praying as a prayer partner. It's kind of like the last two outreaches in Zambia and then Mombasa in Kenya. I wasn't able to go, but boy, I felt like I was there. I knew when Reed was going to be up and, you know, like, count one, two, three. And I, I knew, I'm like, oh yeah, Keith's on stage right now. I know when he's, you know, I knew that Daniel would be telling some kind of joke. So I was there in spirit with them, and our wives should be too. And it kind of starts with one of the first questions. David does a lot of coaching. And so maybe, you know, in the dictionary, it defines coach. If I can get back to it here, in the dictionary definition of coaching, it says, the coach is helping the individual to improve their own performance. In other words, helping them to learn. Good coaches believe that the individual always has the answer to their problems, but understands that they may need help to get the answer. So David, when you're coaching or mentoring or consulting, give us an idea of some of the greatest needs that you encounter and what you could help folks with.
Yeah, well, first of all, I mean, there's great similarities between coaching, mentoring, consulting, counseling. But the coach really helps the person understand their gifts, their calling, what Collins would call the big, hairy, audacious goals. I changed the word hairy to holy, so I try to help our members embrace and understand their big, holy, audacious goals, their BHAGs, and then come up with a plan to see those goals come to fruition. So I spent quite a bit of time helping the evangelists really understand what God is calling them to do, and then come up with a written plan. I think it's important to have the plan in writing and then build in some accountability to see it come to fruition. Mentors tend to focus more on professional development. I try to help the evangelists realize how they can reach more people more effectively for Jesus. And as you said, walk alongside them and help them with the critical concerns they have in ministry. Most of you know, G&E, every year we survey our members and try to find out what keeps them awake at night. What are their real concerns? We've been doing this for 15 years, and for 15 years, the number one critical concern has always been money and fundraising, and 100 years from now, it'll probably be number one. But it's interesting to see what the other critical concerns are. Typically, it's strategic planning, board development, organizational development, staff development, church mobilization. The last couple of years, there's been a new one that's popped up, and that's digital evangelism. That's never come up before in our surveying of the members. It's interesting now to see the majority of our members really want to be taught and trained and learn more in that area. But at G&E, we've got, you know, our purpose is to identify, affirm, equip, and mobilize our members. And part of the equipping is to provide the resources and coaching to the members to just help them deal with the critical concerns they have in ministry. And then, of course, the mobilizing, collaboration. We are passionate about working together, believing we're stronger when we work together, when we serve together. Absolutely. Very passionate that we can be more effective, reach more people for Jesus when we serve and work together. And it's fun. I mean, you know, evangelism at times can be lonely. It can be messy. And to go out and serve with other brothers and sisters and fellow evangelists, it can be fun. So, and you build great relationships and friendships through it.
So somebody in this room is going to call you and they have a question. I know from experience, Dave's going to say, I've got a resource on that I can send you. I can email you something on strategic planning or board development or whatever it might be. He's not going to send you a big check, I don't think, if your finances is your greatest role, but he'll help you through that. So I would imagine you get two types of calls. One, maybe in this room, you or someone else you know needs help. If they call, it's a one-time, like Dave's going to help them. But on the other side, you have people that you're in regular coaching relationships with, like once a month or...
I've got about 81 of our 1,100 members who I'm in a serious ongoing coaching relationship, helping them grow their organizations. I just started earlier this year a relationship with an evangelist, and I was kind of shocked that he wanted coaching because this individual I always admired because he took strategic planning very seriously. As I sat down with him to try to figure out where he needed help, I suddenly realized he had goals. His problem was he had too many. I mean, I've never seen an evangelist with more. I thought Luis Palau had a lot of goals, but this brother, and he lacked focus. He just totally lacked focus, and he couldn't figure out why he was so frustrated, and he just wasn't going anywhere. He just felt immobilized, and just to be able to sit down with him, help him zero in on what's your passion, what's God called you to do, and then look at all these goals and, well, which of them fit your passion and calling and which don't, and the ones that don't, why are you doing it? So that's where the coach can come along and be helpful. But, you know, it starts with listening. A good coach is a good listener. And prayer, it's huge. I mean, all strategic planning, all coaching, it's got to start with prayer. And an understanding of what's God calling you to do, and how can G&E, how is an alliance, how can these brothers here, how can we help you? Evangelism, it's messy, you know, and I know a lot of evangelists, they're kind of here, they want to be here, they can clearly describe what here is, but that process it's messy, and it's frustrating. And to have other experienced brothers and sisters come alongside and walk the person through the process can be very encouraging to our members. And
maybe
that's what G&E does.
Maybe a quick comment from Keith, and then we're going to move into collaboration. But I know you mentor folks. So
one of the things that we try to do, and because of Dave is the professional at this, basically. But a lot of young guys and even seasoned guys need encouragement and motivation. And we take people with us so you can sort of learn and see, oh, I am that, or no, I don't do that. And usually within two or three projects of having someone go and be a part of something that matters in their calling, they can sort of figure out what kind of evangelist style and personality they really are. So some of us don't have the ministry skills like Dave to be able to say, oh, systematically you need this and this and this and this. But by allowing you to be a part of something where you're not just carrying suitcases, but you're actually doing evangelism, you can sort of see, oh, I like that. I need to find out about that. I need to ask this question, because some people come to us and they don't even know the right questions to ask. They think it's about money, but it's really about your call and your vision casting to people. And so we try to help them with that. We're more mentors, where Dave is more a coach. And we're trying to be like this brother. Boy, you spoke to me. We don't want to get outside of our skill set, because we can lead somebody down the wrong path very quickly because we're such strong personalities. You know, oh, what you need to do is go to Bible school. Well, duh. You know, so we need to make sure that people can really focus on what God's calling them to do, not what we think.
So. Go ahead, Mark. Otherwise, we're going to move to collaboration. But go ahead. Anybody else, anything on coaching, mentoring? Collaboration. We co-labor together. Why should someone do a collaborative event? I mean, any of you guys take that and just address that question.
As has been said, you know, working together, right? Not everybody has, as me and my wife would always say in our ministry, unity does not mean looking the same. Unity means you bringing your gift to the table that the kingdom gets the glory for it. So what I can't do good, Keith can do better. What would it look like from the lost looking at the church or the ministries coming together, doing what God called us to do? Because John 17 says, until we do that, we'll be just doing God work in our own box, and the world would never know Jesus was sent. So we should work together. They can do it at a football game, but we need to do it more in the ministry.
Yeah, well said. No, I love this quote. Someone once said, great things can be accomplished for God when no one cares who gets the credit. And there's strength in numbers, right? We want to see Jesus lifted up. They might draw all men, women, boys, and girls to himself. You know, I think about when Jesus said the fields are ripe for harvest. He said to pray for more workers. And remember when Jesus sent out the 72, he sent them out in pairs, right? So there's strength in numbers. And so the beautiful thing about collaboration is together we can reach more. I've done collaborative events with all of us on this panel. In fact, many of you in this room. So together we can share resources. We can saturate more areas with the gospel and really see a whole season of evangelism in a given region like we did in Malawi and Zambia. And a lot of things we've done with Andrew and Wendy and Kevin and the team. So just stronger together, reach even more for Jesus as the team for the king, right? All for Jesus. You got it.
Yeah. Down here, Daniel.
T-E-A-M, acronym that stands for Together, Everyone Achieves More, or you could say Everyone Achieves Miracles. The Bible says that one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight. So we think that 1 + 1 added together equal 2, but if you think about it, 1 + 1 can also equal 11. Awesome. And so someone asked, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time, or you invite lots of friends.
That's right.
And so by working together, we can achieve more. And I believe that this is God's will for us to draw circles of inclusion, not lines of separation, to gather together, to work together, to honor one another, because not one of us has all the answers. Not one of us is the mighty anointed man of God all by ourselves. We need one another. And so collaboration gives us opportunities to serve others. Jesus said, I did not come to be served, but to serve. Jesus said, the greatest in the kingdom is the servant of all. And so by collaborating with, like when Reed and I were in Malawi, recently, you know, while he's preaching, I'm down in the audience praying for him, praying that God would anoint him. And that service was a very rough service. The sound system wasn't working and there were some drunk people. And I asked Desmond, I'm like, you think we should go grab that drunk person and take him around back? And so we did that. And you know, by serving while he's preaching, it helps keep my heart humble. Because sometimes one of the challenges evangelists have is big egos. You know, you're out in front of the audience and everyone's clapping and you start to think you're someone important. But by collaborating, you stay humble, you work together, you support one another, and realize that we're all doing this teamwork for the kingdom of God.
Okay, so we know that collaboration, I mean, it's the right thing to do. It's the biblical thing to do. We know it's more cost effective than any event we could do on our own, especially when, you know, the G&E events we've had have been incredible in terms of the cost savings for evangelism. We know the reach is greater, reaching more people for Christ, but maybe comment one or all of you guys on the question of somebody wants to come along and co-labor with you, partner with you, another evangelist. How is it good for them and how is it good for you?
One of the good things is you actually get to do evangelism maybe in an area of the world or in a way that you've never done it before. And you don't have to solve all the problems. See, it's fun to arrive at a mission and know that everybody has a place and a position and you're not having to keep all the plates spinning. Most evangelists fail because they get outside their skill set and they're trying to do everything themselves. And one of the things that we try to do is, for example, if it's my night to preach, well, we've also got one of the evangelists that is also doing the follow-up. And they're doing it evangelistically, you know, or they're introducing, they're the MC. One of the evangelists will be an MC. So everything is orchestrated with the gospel. And so everybody has something to do, and it's just wonderful. But the thing is, it's very intentional. You have to decide to cooperate together and partner together. You have to work it into your system. Because if you don't, you're going to go in, you're going to be the Lone Ranger, and that day is dead. The church doesn't like it. Young people don't like it. The devil loves it. But the Lord doesn't. And he wants us to work together. So I think it's just important that we try to work together more.
Yeah, the motto of G&E is one message, many expressions. And the great thing about collaboration is when a team of evangelists go out, Someone can do schools. Someone can do prisons. Someone can do meal events. Someone can do street preaching. Someone can go into the slum areas. Some take, you know, the main stage. Some can do a music ministry, action sports. The great thing about this fellowship of evangelists, I mean, it's amazing that the gifts that are evident among our members. And when those gifts all come together and Jesus is lifted up in a city, you can reach every segment of society that way. I just through collaboration, you can touch tens of thousands of more people than you could on your own. So one message, many expressions.
Amen. Another benefit of collaboration is on the money side. Like I was, you know, doing large evangelistic events can cost quite a bit of money sometimes. And so I could either do like one big event a year by myself, or I could do like six smaller events collaborating with other evangelists. And if you do just one event, there's always a possibility it's going to get rained out. It's going to be tough. But if you spread the risk and then work together, you can share some of the costs of doing that. And that way evangelists can be doing more together than if they were all trying to be separate.
Well, one of the biggest benefits that we've discovered from, you know, like I say, learning from these guys here. So a lot of people asked us, like, how did the Livingston thing go about? And I say one of the things that we discovered was no one had egos and it wasn't about no one lit logos. Literally, it was hard to get everybody to put their logos on the banner. And that's what brought unity. So what we've learned is when we decrease ourselves and let Jesus be the CEO, like the whole thing goes crazy for the kingdom. So collaboration, if you're trying to do it on your own, it maybe get done, but it always not as effective.
Yes, I would just add the prayer support to me is key. I mean, when you're collaborating together, you've got all the prayer supporters coming together and just praying, because we know evangelism front lines is a spiritual battle. But he who is in us is greater than he who is in the world, right? And so it's so important that we collaborate together, different people praying all around the country and around the world. And so there's strength in numbers from our prayer team side of it too. And that's been a big thing when we collaborate together, get that spiritual warfare, get the praying going. So that's a huge part.
Please contact each one of these men. I mean, they'd be happy to talk about their experiences. Dave would be happy to help direct you in the right area. That's what we do as LPA and G&E. And we're happy to do that because we're better together, right? So, thank you guys.